The Super Bowl is just a few weeks away in Minneapolis. A few minutes now to answer some of those basic logistics questions about getting around downtown, even now and through the game. I spoke this morning with Kyle Chenk, who's Vice President of Operations and Logistics for the Super Bowl Host Committee, and wondered what question he hears the most from people about the logistics of putting on an event like this.
Well, I think the first question we get asked is, how do they get tickets? And then the second question we get asked is kind of how all the puzzle pieces kind of put together. There's been articles about this being the most challenging urban footprint in Super Bowl history, and it definitely is. And the gentleman that said it is exactly correct. And we're trying to balance not only the three events that are going on in the area as well too, but the local downtown population that has to get to and from work and get to and from their daily life as well.
Why is it challenging, or the most challenging? Just give the bullet list of why that is.
Yeah, so I'd say the beautiful U.S. Bank Stadium is usually in a suburb aspect with lots of parking around as well too. This stadium comes with the urban footprint around it and not much room around outside of it. I'd say the downtown atmosphere of Super Bowl Live, Super Bowl experience at the convention center as well too. They're usually a little more spread out, and we're excited that they're kind of all around the same area. I think it'll make it a more enjoyable experience, but with that comes some operational and logistical challenges.
What's the detail about what will be closed or what will be run differently either in the weeks before or on game day that you feel or you really want to get out to the masses the most, maybe that hasn't been communicated well enough?
Yeah, well, we released our Know Before You Go program back in November, and the reason we did that is knowing that there would be changes during the final push of the last couple months, but we gave people 90 days in advance to plan ahead. None of the major road closures have changed that much. We have some road closures actually taken effect this weekend and into next week as well, too, but it helps this Know Before You Go program plan your commute ahead of time, and once we go through that, it's about 14 pages of information that you can distribute to your friends, family, public, coworkers, et cetera. And once you read through that and you kind of take a deep breath and you say, hey, it's not going to be that bad and it'll be fun.
So Nicollet Mall, for example, will close next week in preparation for Super Bowl Live, which is these concerts and other activities in the days leading up to game day. There'll be some streets around the convention center closing the following week because of that Super Bowl experience event going on, which is a ticketed event. And I know that there are streets around the stadium itself that will be closed because in my head, I picture this zone, this almost off-limits zone if you don't have a ticket to any of these events, including the game. First of all, is that the proper way to describe it? And secondly, what is that general zone?
Yeah, and I'd say you're on the right track there. And I live in the Loring Park area. I take that route to work every day. I utilize the free bus shuttle on Nicollet Mall, and if I do drive to work, I go right in front of the convention center. And so it will affect daily commuters such as myself. But every time we work with the city of Minneapolis to set up these zones, as you mentioned, there's detours around it. It just will add a couple extra minutes to your day on that standpoint there too. And then the zone that people, I'd say, get the most heartburn from is at the stadium. And it unfortunately is due to security reasons and issues that we live in today, but it's not as extreme as people can imagine and have in their head as well too, as we will never publish that security perimeter for security reasons. But the zone is there to protect the assets around the stadium as well too. And you'd still be able to go right up to the Commons Park and take a picture of A, the beautiful stadium, and then B, the Super Bowl decor that'll be going around it.
So say that again. So if I'm walking around, even on game day, and I don't have a ticket, I could still go to that park next to the stadium and take a couple pictures. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you could go to the west part of the Commons, and there's a Starbucks there. You could have your daily cup of coffee, read your newspaper, and take a picture of the stadium.
When we say zone, and I get why you don't publish the exact perimeter, but is it a perimeter in the way we think of, for example, Times Square on New Year's Eve, where to go past, to go into this certain spot, that's where you go through security. Is that right?
That is, yes. And it's strategically built. It's not necessarily a circle or a zone of that sense as well. It takes over some surface parking lots and some city streets, but it doesn't shut down any businesses. And if anything, you just will notice a couple extra barriers and fences. And this is all just the weekend of Super Bowl. So it's not in effect for the 24 days, I'm looking at the calendar, that we have left here.
A couple questions I've gotten from people online include whether you live or work downtown, are there businesses being asked to not have workers at their buildings in any time span before or during the game? I mean, are any buildings basically closed and the businesses being asked to be closed?
No, that's a great question, and probably the one we get asked most as well, too, is our motto to these businesses. We've talked to 99% of the building owners and operators in the downtown market, and it's business as usual for Minneapolis during that time period. And you'll notice a lot of our events don't start till 4 p.m. on those weekdays for a reason. If you drive down to work at your normal 7 a.m. commute time, you'd notice a little bit of Super Bowl going around, but you'd still be able to get to and from your parking ramp, to and from your coffee shop, and be able to go to work every single day as well.
And when you say 4 p.m., you're talking about a lot of those events around things like Super Bowl Live on Nicollet Mall in the days leading up to the game. That's what you're referring to.
Correct. And all those events are available on our website, mnsuperbowl.com, and it lists out the dates, the times, all of the kind of aspects. And you can tell that we don't shut things down to the city, and we open during the afternoon / evening hours.
And for people who park downtown to work or to live, are their parking ramps at all affected at any time in the next month about whether they can get to those spots, whether they're their parking spots or whether they're their I live here spots?
Yeah, they will not be affected. I will say that they should check with their operators or building owners as well, too. If they have been taken or sold on specific days, most of the building contracts will relocate them. But 99% of the parking operators have told us that they're honoring all contracts during that time period.
I see. So there could be instances where your spot is taken, but the in theory, you should be moved somewhere else. You shouldn't lose a spot. It just might be in a different place.
Correct. And I'm a monthly parker at the Loring Garage next to the Hyatt in Loring Park, and I can testify that my spot will be there at all times.
Now let's talk about the light rail for a minute, because that turned some heads for sure in the idea that you have the two lines, the green line and the blue line. And on game day, the dynamic is so different that the only people who can ride it are those who have tickets to the ball game. Why is that?
Yeah, I'd say the Metro Transit and the City of Minneapolis and U.S. Bank Stadium and all the stakeholders that built that transit station right there did such a great job that it's too close to the stadium for us on Super Bowl Sunday. It's actually inside that security zone we were talking about. So rather than shut it down and not utilize the great assets that Metro Transit has, is we tailored a program that is specific to Super Bowl ticket holders that allows us to move upwards to 20,000 people via Metro. We did expect feedback from the local community on not being able to utilize the light rail. What Metro Transit has in that Know Before You Go document, which we published back in November, was augmented service for locals, for even tourists that don't have game tickets as well, too. Mm-hmm. I always use the analogy, my mom has to get to Whole Foods. She can still get to Whole Foods during that time period. It would just be a bus bridge. And it's not something that's unfamiliar to Metro Transit or the local community here, is when there's construction over the summer or a freak accident by any means, mm-hmm. they utilize this bus bridge system on a daily basis here in Minneapolis.
And so, for example, the blue line, do I have this right? So the blue line If you want to ride the Blue Line on game day, you have to have a ticket, and you can only get on at the Mall of America. Is that right?
Correct.
So essentially, the Blue Line becomes what, like an express train that day, just between Mall of America and the stadium?
Yes, that's correct. And so to kind of better walk you through this, as if you and I, Tom, were parking at Fort Snelling and wanted to come downtown to have brunch at Hell's Kitchen, we would still park at Fort Snelling. As we're walking up to the station, they would direct us, an ambassador from Metro Transit would direct us to a bus. That bus would still stop at every station along the way. So if we didn't want to go all the way to downtown and get off at Cedar Riverside for a couple hours, come back, hop on that bus, you'd ultimately make it all the way to the Nicollet and Fifth Station, which is what you wanted to get to. You would just have to take a different method. And the way Metro Transit has this set up is that service, as well as all other services on Super Bowl Sunday, to that is free to the public.
And the Green Line, the train part of it between Union Depot and St. Paul and downtown St. Paul, you know, if you live in downtown St. Paul and you want to go, for example, to the U, you can still do that on the train with a regular ticket because the regular line, I guess, that day ends at Stadium Village. Do I have that right?
That's correct. So you would be able to go all the way down to Stadium Village, hop off there, and go grab some food at the U.
And so then people getting on at Stadium Village to go to the game, or people getting on at Mall of America, and it becomes these express trains, kind of, they all have to go through security before they get on the train. I get what you're saying about security, but how do you address the criticism, I'm sure you've heard, that you're turning a taxpayer-funded light rail line into a, you know, a private train for rich people so that they can go see a football game that day?
Yeah, and I'd say the criticism is out there from all angles, and we look at it as an approach to showcase the system that's here and that's that we're all proud of to use on a daily basis. I've personally lived in other cities, I won't call them out in particular, but that don't have a robust system like we do here. If this was in some of the past Super Bowl cities, there's not an option to even consider this. So to even showcase this as a public transportation Super Bowl is something that we should be proud of here. And so although that doesn't directly answer some of the critics' questions, mm-hmm. it's something that we should really be proud of on that one day.
Will parking ramps be open on game day? In other words, can people still drive downtown and park if they have a ticket to the game or just want to be there?
Yes, they still could. They could come up and pay cash at any of the ramps. As much as I'd love to, I can't control what private operators charge during that time period, so I can't go on record saying what they would pay.
Does any of what we just talked about change, Kyle, as I talked to Kyle Chank here from the Super Bowl host committee, does any of the logistics here change if, and I'm not making any predictions here, but if the Vikings actually play in the Super Bowl, does that change the dynamic of who's going to be there enough that some of the things we just talked about in this interview have to change?
Yeah, that's a good question, and obviously we're rooting for the Vikings locally here as well too. But if it does happen and come to fruition that they're in the game, the backbone of the plans would not change. But kind of the ins and outs, the intricacies of getting to and from this 10-day festival, which truly would be a 10-day festival at this time with the locals here as well too, would. We just have kind of the quirks along the way too, as you, the locals would have their own way to get to and from their secret spots in downtown, and I think they would take advantage of that more.
And last question for you, Kyle, because I know you have to go. I believe you worked just last year in Houston in this same position, right, where the Super Bowl was held in Houston.
Correct.
So just ruminate a little bit about the challenges of these logistics, the job you have, and differentiate a little bit between what the work you did in Houston and now the work you're doing in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so the Houston, even back to San Francisco and Arizona Super Bowls, where they're more spread out. And what that comes with its own challenges, too, of having a stadium 25 minutes away and getting things to and from, kind of going back to where we first talked about the more urban footprint here. It almost a complete 180 on that, where it's the opposite dilemma on this side. And it's a fun project that each one has its own small intricacies on this, and the Houston project went very well, and we're ready to one-up it and showcase Super Bowl 52 here.
So even though your job title's the same, this is a completely different ball game for you, pun intended?
Oh, exactly, yep, completely.
For anyone who's listened to all of this, thinks it's overwhelming, and they're telling themselves and friends, just stay away from downtown Minneapolis on game day and the days leading up. Just stay away. What would you say to those people?
I'd say go online and read about the events, read about the Know Before You Go, talk to one of the 10,000 volunteers that we have on our team here, and it'll get you excited. And once you read through this, you'll kind of take a deep sigh of relief and say, look, it's not as bad as the rumors mill has been churning, and it's meant to be fun, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that we're proud to showcase.
Kyle Chank, Vice President of Operations and Logistics for the Super Bowl Host Committee, thanks for your time here this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.